The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. Visit largocc.org for more information.
When God blesses us in some fashion through a song or a sermon, a message, a teaching, something happens to us in our body, in our spirit, you can't get blessed and not know you're blessed.
Numbers chapter 6, starting with verse 24, we find that very familiar benediction blessing that reads, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord made his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face toward you and gives you peace." In today's Healing Word message, Pastor Jack Morris expounds on this wonderful passage. Let's join the congregation at the Largo Community Church for today's message, The Blessing.
Numbers chapter 6. Verse 22, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." I have been working with this passage for days now, planning it, praying over it, rereading it, and I have just barely scratched the surface of it. I've never given so much thought to this particular passage as I have this past week or two. And I know that I'm just barely, just gradually, just on the surface of it, but oh, the depth and wonder of it all. And then I thought about you, my beautiful, wonderful congregation, and you've got to get it all in about 25 or 30 minutes. I mean, it's taken me days, weeks. I still haven't gotten it, but I have been worried or concerned that I've got to bring something to you that I have been working with and praying over and researching and studying and looking at it. And then I've got to digest all of that and then give it out so quickly. Well, I'm going to try, but I know only by the power of the Holy Spirit will God bring this to you. It can't happen otherwise. It'll be a miracle. Now, if you just get a snatch of it today, then you've gotten a whole lot. But more will come. But this is a benediction blessing, and it's because of our familiarity with it that we are blind to its richness, its content, its meaning. We hear it all the time, all the time. All our church life long, we have heard this one and several other benedictions. But our familiarity has blocked the meaning. Now, this blessing is not a pious hope. It's not something for the future. It's a right now, today, this very split minute blessing. It's not going to come to you. It's yours now. The priests were anointed with a special authority to bring this blessing. The blessing didn't just happen. It just didn't. Oh, wow, did I get blessed today? No, it isn't just, oh, wow. It was because you focused on Jesus, and Jesus focused on you, and you and Jesus had a connection. That's why it happened. It just didn't drop like a leaf off of a tree. It's because God focused in on you, saw your need, loved you. He knew that you were easy to love, and that you needed help and you wanted help and you were looking to him to get that help. And you knew that he was the source of your help. When you put all of that together, you've got help. The Lord has blessed you and helped you. Now, I don't want to make this too light and too surface, but when God blesses us in some fashion through a song or a sermon, a message, a teaching, something happens to us in our body, in our spirit, in our emotion. You can't get blessed and not know you're blessed. When you're hearing the word of God coming forth, and it is backed with the authority of our high priest, it's coming from heaven. The Lord is speaking. Something's going to happen in you. You're going to feel it. There's going to be a warmth, maybe, that will come to your heart, or a peace will settle over you. Unconsciously, there'll come a little smile to your face. Maybe a tear will come down, or a chill will come over you, or a peace and a contentment that you didn't know all week long. But something will happen to you. So many of God's people come in and sit down and listen to it. Well, you know, I've heard it before. This is a new slant on it, but I knew all of that. No, that's not worship. That's not the way God blesses. No, something's going to happen. Look out for it. Feel for it. Expect it. It's going to happen. John Wesley said, when God touched him, he said, my heart was strangely warm. When Moses was on the mount, his face shined. Something physically and spiritually and emotionally will happen. And if it doesn't happen, then the word didn't get in there. Now, it could be on the way home, the Holy Spirit will bring it to you, something to your mind, and you'll say, wow, that did touch me this morning. Or during the week. But you will feel it and you will know it. There's no such thing as getting blessed and not knowing you're getting blessed. No such thing. No such thing. The blessing of God is too great and is too wonderful. Now, what does it mean to be blessed? Jesus came to bless. The whole New Testament opens with Jesus blessing. The very first sermon Jesus preached was the Sermon on the Mount. And 9 times in Matthew chapter 5, he said, blessed are the poor. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Blessed, blessed, blessed. He came to bless. He yearns to bless. He is a blessing Savior. Our Jesus, he came to bless. Now, the word bless simply means the life that Jesus gives. Jesus is going to give you something of himself, something of his own life. That's what it means to be blessed. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm blessed. I feel like saying, well, tell me what that means. What does that mean, I'm blessed? What does that mean to you? Well, then we begin to think. And that's what God wants us to do. Think about what he has done, what he is doing, what he can do. He can do the most gracious and most wonderful things. And he has blessed us with a blessing that cannot be denied us if we open our hearts to hear and receive and walk in obedience with him. But to be blessed describes the life that God gives. It's a fulfilling of well-being. Let me start there. That's a big, broad stroke. To be blessed is to be experiencing the fullness of well-being. Everything's okay. God's in his heavens. Jesus is in my heart. The Holy Spirit Comforter is by my side. All hell can break loose, but everything is okay. I'm living in the fullness of God's blessing. It's an incredible state of well-being, an incredible state of contentment. It's miraculous. It doesn't come from anywhere else but from above. And it comes to you, and it comes to me, our Lord Jesus Christ, this great and wonderful blessing of the Lord. Now, the scripture says that he began his ministry blessing. Can we have that picture on the screen of Jesus? There he is. Just an artist's conception. That's how it started. Didn't your salvation start with your sins being forgiven? Your guilt being taken away? Wonderful peace coming into your heart? The joy of the Lord filling your life? Isn't that how it started? The way it started, that's the way to keep it going. Jesus begins his ministry, not condemning, not rebuking people to hell. No, he begins by blessing. Isn't that a wonderful way to begin? That's a wonderful way to begin. Now, I'm going to look at these verses with you. To point A in the outline. The Lord bless you and keep you. Say those words. There it is on the screen. Bless you and keep you. Now, he's talking about an inner and an outer blessing. He's going to bless you through and through. It's not something he's going to just skirt over and give you a good, feel-good meaning only. No, no. This blessing goes to the very core of your being. It's an outer and inner blessing. Now, notice it says here in this verse, the Lord bless you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord turn his face to you. Three times, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, Jehovah Savior. Three times I hear it, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. I think of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord. It's reminiscent of that other scripture that says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is coming your way to bless you with an incredible life that is beyond all that you've ever thought. You said, well, Pastor, I've been saved for years. I've been baptized. I've been a member of your church for years. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Jesus and the blessed life. We've got to go beyond some of this surface and some of our familiarity. We've got to go beyond and we experience what the Lord has for us. Do you know there's power in this benediction? Let me say it again. There is power in this benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know what happens at the end of the service? I'll run up here. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. What does that mean? It means church is over and we can go home. For most of us, doesn't that? Now, you wouldn't be laughing if you were. If you didn't know that's the truth. But you know that can be the very best part of the service. By the authority of God, as an ordained under shepherd, I'm authorized to pronounce God's blessing on you for today and the whole week long until we come back together on the next Sunday.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message following this important invitation.
The Largo Community Church continues to worship on Sundays at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. by way of live streaming. If there was ever a time when we need the church and the Christians need one another, it's now. To view the live streaming worship, go to the church's website, largocc.org. That's largocc.org. Click on Watch Live on Sundays and let's worship the Lord together. largocc.org.
Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
Now notice, I'm going to go back. The Lord bless you and keep you. Basically what that means, the Lord give, now this is Aaron talking to the Israelites. Now we're going to bring it over and talk about Jesus talking to the church. Aaron talking to the Israelites says, the Lord bless you and keep you, meaning the Lord give you a good harvest. The Lord send the rain and the sunshine that you'll have a good crop. The Lord bless your family and give you many children and bless your children and keep them. Now what does that mean today? A good harvest. That means God bless you because tomorrow you go back to your job. God give you blessing and God give you peace even where there is no peace and there it doesn't seem to be any blessing, but you can walk through the fire and know that the Lord is there with you when everything on that job is contrary and going wrong. The Lord help you to give you raises, give you income. Listen, God wants you to have money to pay your bills. He doesn't want you to be in debt. That's what this blessing means. When I come up here or one of the other ministers and we raise our hands and we bless you, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord prosper you. The Lord give you enough money to pay your bills so that you won't be in debt. The Lord give you money even left over to have a vacation and to buy things with. The Lord bless you. God is not a stingy God. He's not frugal with his children. The Lord bless you. That's what I'm saying. This could be the very best part of the service because tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're going back out there again. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you and prosper you. This has an inner blessing. It has an outer blessing. And the Lord gives you peace. So God wants you to have that. And when I bless you in just a little while, that's what I'm saying. Go back to work. Be at peace. Those devils there that are tormenting you and jealous of you and thinking that you're stepping on them or you're ahead of them, let them think what they will. You can live in the fire with the Son of God walking in the furnace with you. God right there with you. You know, when Moses came off the mount in Exodus chapter 34, Moses came off the mount. He didn't know his face was shining. Do you ever see a person with their face down like this? Their bottom lip, they're about ready to trip over it. Stumble over it. No. Your face will shine when you're with Jesus. And do you know why those bottom lips are sticking out? Do you know why? That person hasn't prayed lately. They haven't had a private altar lately. They haven't gotten alone with God and confessed and repented and worshiped lately. No. Why? Their feelings are hurt. Friend, God knows how to keep His people. And if He can't keep His people, we can't be kept, because we sure can't keep ourselves. But when God blesses and God keeps you, and He then starts smiling at you, He knows you've been trusting Him, and He smiles at you, and pretty soon your face begins to shine. He came off the mountain, Moses did. He couldn't even speak to the people. His face was such a glow that Aaron said, "You're going to have to put a veil over your face. You don't have that down, hound dog, dismal, lower lip sticking out expression. You look like a saint. You act like a saint. You behave like a saint. My, it's good to be around you. You talk like a saint." Hallelujah. Can you say amen? God. So what it is, God wants to be close to you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. He wants to be close to you. Only then will His face shine upon you. Only then will you have the glow of Jesus on you. Only then. But you'll have it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to do anything but just stand there and bask in the sunshine of His love and let it happen. And it'll happen. The Lord make His face shine upon you. And then it said, "The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace." Read that one on the screen.
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
No, it's one thing for God's face to shine upon us. That is a gracious and wonderful thing for God's face to shine upon us. But it is a richer still experience for God to lift up His countenance upon us. That means God supports me in my activities. Now you think of what you've been going through, what you've been doing, who you've been talking to, every activity. Listen, does God support you in that? You know, this is almost as good as a hand clap. But I know you're listening. But when God lifts up His countenance, that means that God is supporting you in your activities. It's like a parent smiling at a child. That parent sees that child trying, sees that child putting forth an effort, burning the midnight oil, doing what that child knows to do right, and that parent supports that child. The scripture says, if you, being evil, meaning people of the world, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask Him? God's child. And you know what God is doing? He sees you in the arena of life. He sees you in the home. You're trying to live that Christian life. He sees you on the job. You're putting forth every effort. You're in school. You're trying to be the very best. And God lifts up His countenance. God lifts up His face upon you. He smiles. And when He sees you seeking God, doing just a little bit more, going beyond the call of duty, not just enough to get by, God then lifts up His countenance. God's looking at you and going, "You're going to make it, because you've got a high priest in the heavens that has the authority to bless you, to care for you, to make His face shine upon you." This young man, I asked him, where do you go to school? He said, Hampton University. I said, do you have a church down there? Do you have a church? A spiritual family? He said, yes. He said, I work with the chaplain of the university. I serve in the chapel. I serve the chaplain. I'm on duty. How old are you? 21. And for 21 years, he's been coming to this church. Hey, we've got some great young people here. Hallelujah. And when God sees you parents supporting your young people, backing them up, praying for them, getting them out here, do you know what God's doing? God's looking down at you, mom and dad, and saying, keep it up. I'm on your side. I see what you're doing. God is there. He's supporting you in your activities. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And then it says, so they will put my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. Read that on the screen.
So they will put my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them.
How many times did God have to say that he's going to bless us? But we have become so familiar. We count your blessings, name them one by one. Well, go ahead and count them then. Amen. What are your blessings? Reflect on them. Think about them. Call them out to the Lord. Thank God for them. And watch God open the windows of heaven, smile upon you, support you, and pour out a blessing on you that you can't even receive. Amen. You haven't counted the old ones yet. Count the old ones, and you'll get some new ones. And then he said, I will put my name upon them, meaning that God is going to imprint the very image of Jesus in your life. You're a new person, a new creation. God has done great things for you, and his blessing is upon you. The stamp and mark of ownership is on you. Now, you're his child. You're his daughter. You're his son. We're his kids. He's taking care of us, blessing us. God has stamped you this morning. God has stamped you. Listen, have you felt anything today? Has there been a smile, a tear, a sensation, a peace, a heartwarming? Has anything happened? Now you can go in peace, knowing that this is not the end. This is but the beginning. In Jesus' name.
Isn't it wonderful to know that we serve a God who loves us and blesses us in countless ways? Friend, have you counted your blessings lately? I invite you to grab a pen and paper and list all that God has done and is doing in your life. And then take it to Him in prayer, thanking and praising Him for His faithfulness and love. We hope today's healing word has been a blessing and has encouraged your faith in God to grow. We invite you to email Pastor Morris directly at contactus@thehealingwordministries.com and share your blessing or send a prayer request and Pastor Morris will pray for you. When you email, be sure to mention the date of today's program and we will send you a link that you can use to download an audio copy of the message free of charge. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. Before we go, here is Pastor Jack Morris with a special invitation.
The Largo Community Church continues to worship on Sundays at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. by way of live streaming. If there was ever a time when we need the church and the Christians need one another, it's now. To view the live streaming worship, go to the church's website, largocc.org. That's largocc.org. Click on Watch Live on Sundays and let's worship the Lord together. largocc.org.
Be sure to tune in to WAVA tomorrow at this same time
for another edition of the Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.